We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Mishem Cham Yaakov Pepechav Saliyo. We're in Kalim Perek Chaf Mishnah Beis. Chemes Chalilin Tahora Min Amidras. Chemes Chalilin is a bagpipe. Now Chemes we had in the past. The chemes, which is the leather bag, the water skin, so we actually said was susceptible to Tumas Medras because people would sit and lie on it. But this chemes chalilin, where you have, it's a musical instrument, where you have this leather bag and you have these pipes, like flutes that come out of it, so that's Tahorim and Medras. It's not susceptible to Tumas Medras simply because people do not lie on it. People don't sit on it. Arevas Pisionos. That's a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. What's Arevas Pisionos? Bartanura tells you, Areva literally means a trough. Shemivin ba avanim kitanos vigrigme adama, within which you transport small stones and clods of earth, kedei lases benid bachim shel binyan, in order to put them in the buildings, in the walls, when you're doing construction. So these troughs, so that obviously you move them around, you fill them with pisionos, the word pisa, pe yud samach aleph, means like a clod of earth. So what's the halacha regarding these? These are obviously our kalim. They're mekabel regular tumah, tumas shiva, tumas sheretz. Shiva, of course, is tumas mace, tumas sheretz. What about tumas medras? So Beis Shammai omim medras. Beis Shammai says it is susceptible to the regular type of tumas maga. It is made out of wood, so, and there's a receptacle there. But it also is used it's mekabel tumas medras because people would sit on it and would lie in it, and it wouldn't interfere, as we said so many times. Sitting or lying on it does not interfere with its regular use, because people who would bring this from place to place would take a break and they would sit or lie on top of it. Uvesil omrim tamei meis. Basil says it's not tamei medras, it's tamei meis, it's tamei sheretz, but it's not tamei medras because Basil's of the opinion that the only people who would be sitting or lying on it are the workers. According to this one explanation of Basil, at least. And we determine whether something's tamei medras, whether the average person, the majority of people, would sit or lie in it. And most people would not, because of the clods of earth and the rocks inside, people would not want to sit on it because they'd get dirty. The workers don't mind getting dirty, so they would sit on it. But we don't say it's susceptible to tumas medras if only a small minority of people are sitting or lying on it. Areva mishne log va'atisha kabin shenis deka tamei medras. Next case. This is a trough, and we're speaking about a case where shenistika. Now it has a crack. So if it doesn't have a crack, okay, it's made out of wood. It's a trough, it's mekabel tuma, but now we're saying that there's a crack inside. So when it's used as a regular areva, we assume that it's not tamei medras because people are using it for whatever it is. There's water inside, maybe using for laundry, areva made for kneading dough, whatever it may be. So it's not tamei medras. So it's tamei other types of tuma. But once this wooden kli has a crack and I can't use it for the laundry, I can't use it for kneading because now water is going to seep through. So the Mishnah says now it's actually the tamei medras. It may not be tamei the other types of tuma. That's a question. But tumas medras it has. Why does it have tumas medras? Because at this point people are going to be using it for lying or sitting on. You can turn it over and sit on it. When it was done, it didn't have a crack inside, so then it's not tamei medras, because if anyone would sit on it, people would say, our famous line, says the Bartunura, Vimlonis deka, if it doesn't have a crack, ain't a tamei medras, it's tamei other types of tamei, not medras, no. Don't remlo, anyone who sits on it, we tell him, amo, get up, we need to use this. Avokashenis deka, umotzia mashkim, but now that has a crack, and now water seeps, liquid seeps through. Ain't a ruia el l'shchiva. The only thing you use it for is for lying down. So what's why does the Mishnah say, oh, if the areva is between 2 and 9 kav, that's what it's able to hold, that volume. And we know 6 kav each equal a saw. So what's this idea between 2 and 9 kav? So Bartanur concludes, upchusa mishne lugim, or yisera metisha kabin. If it's less than 3 lug of volume that it holds, or more than 9, ena temea medris, then it's not tamei medris. Tendus Afdilamistok, even if it's cracked. Why? Well, less than two lugim, it's too small to lie on, to sit on, if it's that's the whole volume it's able to hold. And more than nine, so that's a very large trough. We assume that the person is going to fix the crack and going to be using it for its regular purpose and would not be using it for lying on. So that's why only when the areva holds the volume between two and nine kav is where we say that if there's a crack, it's going to be tmeya medrus. Then the Mishnah says, what about hinicha bakshamim venis picha? Here you have this trough, which made out of wood, and you put it into, it had a crack, but now nis picha, it means that it swelled. Nafach, which means tapuach, and all the words means to swell. So the Mishnah is saying that if you have this kli that had a crack, but because it's moist, and there's moisture, it's in the rain, so it expands, the wood expands, and now the crack is sealed. So do we say now that it reverts back to its original status, says the Mishnah? Yes, tamei, tamei meis. In fact, it's going to become tamei meis now that it's sealed. So whatever status it had before, the damage before the crack, it's now completely functional as a kli, as a wooden kli. So it's susceptible to regular types of tumah. And it's not susceptible to tumas medrus, once again, because if anyone tries to send it, we'll tell him, get up, amod nase malachtenu. Bakodim v'nistika. What about the following? Here you have this kli that we just spoke about. It had the crack, now you put it in the rain, and now it's swelled, and it's used as a regular kli. It's no longer tamei medrus, it's now tamei meis, or tumas sheretz, whatever, tumas maga. And now, bakodim, you put it in the east wind, and because the kodim, right, ruach kodim azar kalalaila, vinistika, now it develops a crack once again because of the wind. Mikabelis medrus, so now the heat, because of the wind, so the heat dried, a very hot wind, it dried out the wood, now it contracts, it's no longer expanded, so now the crack once again is back. So here the Mishnah says, okay, now it's mikabelis medrus, because you're going to use it now for lying, you're not going to be using it anymore as a trough. And then the Mishnah says, V'chomer, zechomer bishiyare kleyetz mimitchilasam. The Mishnah is pointing out that you see here that there's actually a chumrah, something you wouldn't expect. The novelty here is that when it comes to shiyare kleyetz, meaning broken wooden or cracked wooden kalim, so you would expect it to have more of a leniency in terms of tumah than one that is a complete kli. Actually, but it's just the opposite here. Zechomer bishiyare kleyetz mimitchilasam. There's actually a chumra that shiare kleyetz, remnants literally, broken kleyetz have from the when they're perfect, when they're complete, and that is exactly what we said. When there's no crack on it, it's not tamei tumas medrus, which is the highest level of tumah. But when there is a crack, so that's actually a chumra. It's not a full kli, and yet now we give it tumas medrus. And the Mishnah now gives another example of the same phenomenon. The chumra b'shiare kleyetz tzarin mitchilasa. And the same thing is true when it comes to a kli that's made out of klei netzarim, out of palm, like a wicker basket. In what way? Shiare, when they're broken, they're more chomer when they're complete. She mitchilasan enu mekablin tuma ad she yischasmu. So when it comes to a wicker basket, let's say, the kli is not susceptible to tuma until the rim yichasmu. It has a rim, right by through it says, shetigamer sfasana el yunah. Until the top rim, we spoke about this in the past, making these wicker baskets. So when the top rim is in place, is now firm, is now complete, so now it's mekabel tumah. What about ischasmu? What if now it's at this stage where ischasmu, the rim is complete, but now they wear away. Slowly but surely, you see they're going lower and lower, they're falling, and the rim is not so high anymore. So says the Mishnah, afal pisha nashru sif so saying, even if literally the rims nashru fell away, the walls. Kol shein, and all you have left is a little bit of the rim, tamei and the mekabel tumah. So that's a big chiddush. So what it's saying is that in order for it to become a kli, to be mekabel tumah to begin with, so then it has to be perfect, has to be complete. But once it is, but it's now shiare, now it's the remnants of, until the rim goes all the way down that you don't really have a wall, it's still mekabel tumah. Once it's completely flat, then it's not mekabel tumah, but the rim could wear away significantly and still only mekabel tumah. Perachov, Mishnah Gimel. Makel Sha'asa'a base Yad Lucardo. So here we're going to be speaking about the concept of a yad to a kli, which we mentioned many times. And the Mishnah is speaking about a case where you have a stick and someone made it into a base yad, into the handle of a kardom, which is an axe. But this was, he didn't fasten it, so it's not there permanently. It's just there temporarily. So the Mishnah says, Chibru l'tuma b'shas balacha. Interesting halacha here. On the one hand, it's considered a chibru l'tuma, and the fact, which means that, let's say, if the handle becomes tummy, the axe becomes tummy, the handle becomes tummy, but that's only, so it has the status of a yad, of this chibur, but that's only b'shas malacha. That's only when you are using it. The handle itself is a flat piece of wood. That's not mekabel tuma generally. But here, it's connected to the metal axe, so it serves as its yad. But only when the axe is in use do we say that this halacha of chibur applies, and not when it's not a b'shas malacha. Of course, if it's fastened completely, so then it's going to be a yad, whether even not b'shas malacha. And the Bartanur tells you why. He says, "B'davka b'shas malacha have a chibur l'tuma. Shelo b'shas malacha lo, why? Lo, de shelo b'shas malacha, because it's not b'shas malacha. Adam asri l'zarka ben arisim. You know what a person is going to do? It's not fastened to the axe, to the metal blade. You're going to take the piece of wood and throw it amongst the other pieces of wood that you have. It's only there temporarily. And therefore, it's not considered a chibur regarding tuma. Then the Mishnah speaks about hadiyostar. What is a diostar? So the Bartanur just tells you where the word comes from. Do means two, and star means sod. So okay, two sides. What does it mean? So this happens to be a kli that was used for wrapping the thread that was going to be used for spinning. So if you have the picture, any pictures, it's certainly helpful. But if you don't, just imagine the when you have those signs that they have a piece of wood. Let's say a broom, the stick of a broom, and then you put in, that's made out of wood, and then you stick in a very thin metal rod in one direction, let's say east to west, and one the other direction north to south, and you know those are often the signs that you have. Okay, this way you know which direction you're going in. So they're going in different directions. Two metal rods going in different directions, stuck into this wooden stick. So that's the case with, that's what a diostar is. So says the Mishnah, chibur la tuma b'shas malacha. So the Mishnah is pointing out that this also is similar to the case of the makel that you made temporarily for the axe. In this case as well, we say that these metal rods are considered a chibur la tuma only b'shas malacha, only when they're being used for malacha, for purposes for the help for the to wrap around these metal rods the thread that's needed for the spinning. Apparently, similar to the previous case of the stick with the wood connected to the axe, you could slide out these metal pieces, that are in the wooden stick, and you may use them for something else. So therefore, only b'shas malacha do we consider them a chibur, so that if the metal rods become tame, the stick becomes tame, the stick become wooden, the stick becomes tame, the metal rods become tame. Kva'o b'klonas tame ve'eno chiburla. Now, what if you did the following? You had this stick, and you have these two metal rods going in different directions, and you take that stick and you stick it in, you fasten it into a larger, wider post. So the Mishnah, so now there's some permanence to it. So the Mishnah says, Kivob Kolonos, if you've now put it into this pole, Tamei, we say the whole diostar kli is Tamei, and that's true even if it's not being used. So since it's fastened into place, so the assumption is that I'm not going to be sliding out these metal rods that are inside. Now it's the whole thing is permanent. It's a permanent kli, it's staying where it is, and that's it. So then, even if you're not using it to spin to wrap around the thread for spinning, doesn't matter. Still, if something tummy touches the rods, the stick becomes tummy, it touches the stick, the rods become tummy, goes to there's some permanence to it. But the Mishnah still says, ve'eno chibur lo. It means that the post that this, your broom, stick, whatever, was stuck into to make it permanent, is now considered a chibur to an attachment to the diostar kli, which would mean that all that post is doing is keeping that kli in place. But that's not really helping the kli function at all. So the kli functions on its own, even without the post. And therefore, if tumah touches the post, so that doesn't affect the kli at all. In fact, the post is not really mekabel tumah; doesn't have a base kibul. So therefore, yes, the diostar is mekabel tumah, but the post is not mekabel tumah. And even if for some reason that post would become tameh, the diostar kli would not become tameh. Asa bo diostar ein tameh elat sarko. So now the Mishnah is telling us something different. Instead of using my something as thin as a broomstick to make this diostar kli, to have the two metal rods going in opposite directions, one east to west, one north to south, sticking into a stick and then sticking it and fastening to a post on the bottom, I use a very thick post for the whole kli. A very thick post, and it's within that post itself that I stick in the metal rods. So does that change matters? Does that make it more permanent? It's not like I have a thin stick and then that goes into the post. The whole thing is the post. The Mishnah says, Ein tamei elat sarko. Interesting. The Mishnah says, the only part of the post, of the thick post, within where these metal rods are stuck in, the only part that's susceptible to tumah is the part where the metal rods are situated. But the part above or the part below are not going to become tamei. So it's true, we look at the post as a yad to the diostar. It's true, and these metal rods need this are connected to it. But I don't need the whole post. The post is very, very tall, and these metal rods are in the middle, let's say. So the upper part of the post, lower part of the post, that's not mekabel tumah, that's not a yad at all. It's the part of the post that's needed for the function of these metal rods that we say are mekabel tumah, and if they're mekabel tumah, so the rods are mekabel tumah, and vice versa, but not the part of the post that's not necessary. That's what it means, ein tamei elat sarko, only the part that you need. Kisei shekva'o b'klonas tamei ve'eno chibur lo. Here we have a case, I have a chair. Chair is mekabel tumah. It's mekabel tumah's medrash even. And you have this chair that's attached to a wooden post. So the Mishnah says that the chair is tamei medrash. It still can be used as a chair. So therefore, it doesn't change because you attach it to a post. But ve'eno chibur lo, what it means, the chair is not considered attached to regarding the laws of tumah. So the post, that's flat wood. That's not mekabel tumah. And it's not considered a yad to the chair, to the seat, because it's not helping you. It's not helping the seat function at all. The seat was functioning right, very well even before it was attached. That's what it means. Eino chivulo asa bo kisei. Let's say, though, you fashioned the seat out of the post. You had a thick wooden post, and now you fashioned a seat out of that. You carved it out. Ain tamei lemakoma. So the place, this is similar to the diostar. What part of this post in the kabbalah? The place of the seat, not the rest of the post. The rest of the post is not needed for the seat. The rest of the post, not even a yad for the seat. So the seat can become tamei, even tumas medrash, of course. But the rest of the post is nothing. It's not mekabel tumah. Just like when you made the diostar out of the post as well. Ain tamei elamakomo. Just like we said before, ain tamei elat sarko. Kibao. Because Beis Chabad tamei ve'enu chibrulah. Here you have these very wide and long wooden beams that are used in the olive press to press the olives. And you had a chair, which was its own kli, and it's mekabel tumas medrash. And now you attach that to the Koras Beis Chabad. Says Mishnah tamei, the seat is still going to be becoming a tumas medrash. It's true, no one's going to sit on it because everyone's going to tell you to get up. I want to press the olives. Nonetheless, because it was a seat independently, it's still mekabel tumas. Measures now that it's attached, but veinu chibur lo, which means it's not considered connected to the beam regarding the laws of tumah. The beam is not mekabel tumah; it's a flat piece of wood. That's not mekabel tumah just because there's a chair that's attached to it. Also, baroshaki say, but now another third example in the same phenomenon. If I now, though, instead of taking a chair that I had and attaching it to the beam, you made a seat out of the beam itself. You have this thick beam on that's used to press the olives, and you carved out a chair from the beam itself. Then Tor. The whole beam is Tor, even the seat is Tor. Medesha Omer Lo, because what do we tell the person? If this wasn't a seat before and you attached it, then it's Mekabel Tumas Medrash. This was only a seat as part of a Beis Abad. Well, guess what? You know what someone's going to say? You can't carve out that seat. And if you sit on that, I'm going to tell you, Amod V'nasa Melachteinu. In fact, that's what the Mishnah says. First time we actually have that phrase, I think. Asa Barosha Kisei Tahor. That Kisei is not Mekabel Tumas, and certainly the rest of the beam is not Mekabel Tumas. Medesha Omer Lo, because we tell the person who's sitting on that carved out seat on the beam, Amod V'nasa Melachteinu. Get up. Don't sit there. We need to do our work. We need to press the olives.